The discussion we had this morning was actually a perfect lead-in to what I want to talk about today, because so much of it centered on explaining the Sudbury model to people and how we get ideas across and why it's so difficult. And as a matter of fact, those of you who are in BIM startup know that there was a very vigorous discussion whose thread name I think was explaining Sudbury Valley, which went on for quite a while and tried to address the same question. And there were some very interesting things said in that exchange. But before I get started on the actual subject matter, I would like to ask the people who are not from the United States to bear with me a little and just stick it out till the end, because of necessity, most of what I'm going to say in the body of the talk is centered on the United States, because the school was consciously modeled on American values, and the literature says that very explicitly. In fact, our first really public book that was widely distributed was called The Crisis in American Education. And if any of you have seen it, you'll know that the main theme of that book, that was back in the early 70s, was that this school is, or this model, is very, very similar or parallel in its values to the values of American society. And we were actually naive enough to think back then, like so many of us have sort of felt during the discussion before and during the then startup email, that should make it, well, I wouldn't say an easy sell, but an easier sell than if it were in conflict with American values, wouldn't it? And so as time went on and the whole public school system didn't collapse and convert itself to the Sudbury model and people didn't flock to us, we had to face the fact that that wasn't happening and try to understand why. And we've spent a lot of time thinking about that, and certainly I have. Why is it so hard to explain the school to Americans? You know, why is it so hard for Americans to accept its premises? And there were some interesting exchanges on the email where at one point Jim, I don't have the quote in front of me, Jim Riedmulder, said, you know, really, they're simple moral principles that the school is based on. And I thought that was quite to the point, which, of course, just makes it even harder to understand. If they're simple moral principles, which I do believe they are, and I will hope to make that point, why is it such a hard sell? And why is it such a hard sell to the rest of the world? And while we're at it, why are American values and American principles outside of education such a hard sell to Americans?